Legal experts are saying today that former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky could be hurting his case by speaking to the media. Now, a warning, as others have been, this chapter in the Penn State scandal is graphic and disturbing. Sandusky charged with 40 counts of child sexual abuse. And when he was asked by NBC's Bob Costas last night if he was sexually attracted to young boys, this was his response.
Am I sexually attracted to underage boys? Sexually attracted, you know, I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. But no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys.
Also last night, Sandusky's lawyer, Joseph Amendola, said he believes he's found the young person that Mike McQuarrie, another coach on the team, said he saw being raped in the locker room showers by Jerry Sandusky in 2002, and that young man now says a rape never occurred. Kevin Armstrong is covering the story for the New York Daily News. Kevin, it just keeps unfolding. And to the claim from the lawyer that this child, now a young man, has been found, this would be incredible because this young person wasn't found by the attorney general, and people have been concerned about him. He's not one of the young people that's come forward.
Right. I thought that was the biggest newsworthy takeaway from that interview. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can debate whether Sandusky should have, you know, been talking, but his lawyer mentioning that, if that's true, you know, that's a huge part of this case. Obviously, McQuarrie, the assistant coach who witnessed the alleged rape, he also sent an email to former teammates with Penn State and said, you know, that he did act to intercede and made sure that things were all right before he left the shower that night. So this is an ever-evolving case.
And it's he said, you're speaking of the email that NBC got their hands on, that Mike McQuarrie sent to friends saying, I did the right thing. You guys know me. The truth isn't fully out there. I didn't just turn and run. I made sure it stopped. But that is not in the grand jury testimony, is it?
No, it's not. He only went so far as to say that he was distraught by what he saw and that he then, you know, left the room, called his father, then visited his father, who lives in State College, then talked with Coach Paterno, the former head coach of Penn State, the next morning. Those details, and, you know, McQuarrie is clearly billed as a star witness moving forward in a lot of these criminal cases that are going to be tried in the coming months and years, and it's really interesting to see, you know, that maybe there's a lot more that McQuarrie has to say on what happened.
Well, the Patriot News of Harrisburg, the local paper there that's been so closely following this, is also reporting that Mike McQuarrie is consulting with an attorney. McQuarrie's been placed on paid administrative leave. But back to that interview last night, you know, lawyers like Marcy Hamilton, she's with Benjamin and Cordoza School of Law in New York. She told USA Today the admissions that Sandusky made, that he wasn't a pedophile, but he did shower with and horse around with kids, that these were insane and it was foolish for the attorney to allow it. What are people saying also about the response that is being played everywhere and that we played, sort of the delay in responding to the question, are you sexually attracted to young boys?
He certainly didn't help himself, and you don't have to be a lawyer to just recognize that plain. You know, you hear that soundbite, and you hear hesitation, you hear uncertainty, and you hear somebody who has been portrayed as an incorrigible pedophile as, you know, trying to word very specifically what he does like about his relationship with boys and just how far he has gone in those relationships with the young boys.
Kevin, quick question about Jack Rakovich. He's the CEO of The Second Mile, which is the charity that Jerry Sandusky founded. There were reports last week that he was told by school officials after the 2002 incident that the 2002 incident had taken place, that somebody had seen a rape in a locker room. He released a statement last week saying only that he was told that there was some horsing around and no problem, that somebody was made uncomfortable, I think was the word. Now he's resigned. What are the questions about what he should have done if, in fact, there were suspicions about a children's organization founder and sex abuse?
If the child's rape did occur as alleged in the grand jury investigation, then horsing around is really becoming the most popular euphemism being expressed by participants in this case, ranging from Penn State administrators to the Second Mile CEO who just stepped down. You're going to see a lot of wordplay here in terms of when people knew things and how much they knew. It's going to be tough to fight that if the victims offer as much detail as they did in the grand jury investigative report.
Well, but the question is what Rakovich and others were told, and if he was told that there were suspicions of a problem, didn't he have a legal obligation to report it?
Yes, and I have no doubt that's why you've seen him step down yesterday. I think that there's going to be legal ramifications if they did know more than they first let on, and that's going to come out in testimony as some of these criminal cases continue.
There are questions now about the judge who granted the $100,000 bail to Sandusky. She once volunteered for the charity, The Second Mile, and his home, Sandusky's home, abuts a playground. Is there a sense that perhaps he shouldn't be there?
Well, there was even a TMZ report yesterday that alleged that Sandusky was in New York in LaGuardia Airport, that coming on the heels of the judge's conflict of interest possibility and the fact that she did not assign him an ankle monitor the way that the prosecutors and attorney general had requested originally, really brought into light, you know, that this, you know, Sandusky can be anywhere.
Kevin Armstrong of New York's Daily News, thanks so much.
Thank you.